making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
Man, talk about a show that's getting it right. Yesterday, Jeopardy announced that Ken Jennings will serve as an interim host when production of the show resumes next week. I know. Ken is the greatest Jeopardy champion of all time. He won 74 consecutive games and earned a total of about just over $2.5 million. The final episodes, hosted by the late Alex Trebek, will be aired the week of January 4th, 2021. The guest-hosted episodes will begin on the following week. Man, I didn't know that they filmed so far out.
Oh, yeah, I did. I knew that. Yeah.
Man. And, man, I hope Ken is more than just interim. I hope they make him permanent host.
I agree. I think he'd be awesome.
You were the one that introduced me to The Queen's Gambit, right?
Yes.
You're the one that was hyping it up. I saw the trailer for the first time over this past weekend, and it does look good.
It's amazing. Bob and I binged it literally in one weekend. It's been a huge hit for Netflix. It's the most watched scripted limited series ever, and over 62 million households have viewed it since in its first 28 days on the service. And that's not all. It's been the top 10 list in 92 countries.
Wow.
And in 63 countries, it was number one. So, in addition, this is awesome. It cracks me up because after seeing it, I now want to learn chess. And it's actually increased the interest in chess, in fact, that there's been a sales spike, which I'm not surprised.
Yeah, eBay and Amazon, right?
273% increase since the show premiered.
Wow.
And speaking of spending, they're expected, the pandemic expects to cut down on Black Friday lines. A retail trade group is predicting an increase in holiday sales, though. The National Retail Federation expects 2020 holiday sales to increase by 3.6% to 5.2% over last year. That means Americans are expected to shell out between $755.3 billion and $766.7 billion.
Wow.
Such a year-end push would give the retail industry a strong finish, according to them, which says Americans actually have more money to spend since they weren't traveling as much.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.